innovative.
Let's go. 2021 podcast. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles. Here, man, live from the 33rd compound in the city by the beach, boy. Welcome to Kelly's Finest Radio. That's right.
Man.
Yeah.
It's about that time again. It's your boy That's Right On Time, and keep them promos on your mind. That's right. The promo king himself. Product. Five stacks and counting. This is California's Finest Radio.
Finest Radio.
Yeah, man. Hey, I feel fantastic. Mm-hmm. As usual, we got a star-studded lineup. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of shit around this table right now. We got people that make videos. We got people that make great, fantastic motherfucking moves as far as the community. We got a new co-host in the building.
Hey.
And we got like a rising star in this building, bro. I'm very, very excited, man. So we're going to go ahead and dig into it and get started with these introductions. Yeah, so first, man, like I said, this is your boy, the Promo King, Five Stacks. You can find me at Cali's Finest Radio, C-A-L-I-S, Finest Radio.
Five right? Stacks.
Yes, sir. And that's the same thing as the YouTube, same thing as the IG, same thing as the Facebook, same thing as the TikTok, and also same thing as the website. You got your own business.
And the same thing your girl scream out when she
does. I make them cover their face with the pillow and shit, bro. So don't you.
Like, you never know who listens.
No, well, that's other times. You know what I mean? But yeah, but anyway, so yeah, tap in with me, man. If you got your own business or you're an up-and-coming artist, please register yourself on my website for free, Cali'sFinestRadio.com. Now, right next to me, this dude always got an attitude, and he chew up them films and edit them and spit them out like food. I'm talking my man's, not yours. Now, fuck that. My man's only. Respect the Shooter. What's good, bro?
How you doing, brother?
Fantastic, bro. Working week? Hard like a hooker with two mattresses.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I say
five mattresses. You've been out here, bro. You've been doing your shit, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Do your shit. No problem, man. I don't talk a lot, so this is my time to shine. This is my camera cam right here. All right, for
sure. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Keep doing that.
It's your boy, Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford, like the car.
BB.
Boys with an S, Films with an S. Let me take this mic off.
Come on, man. You know what we want to hear.
But
come
if
on.
You really, really want to find
really,
me.
Really, do.
If you want to find me.
Come
you
on.
You can find me at hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
That's the Shooter.
But you have to address me as Respect the Shooter. Okay?
Wow. Church. All right, so we're going to keep going. Okay, so I'm going to start beauty first. Okay? Right across from the table, this person right here is near and dear to my heart because she has plugged me in with her nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I've been able to give recognition to people I never thought I'd meet, and she's only been so genuine and supportive of my movement. Hey, man, look, if you ever see her in a tight dress, that shit is cray. Put your hands together for the homegirl, Nakia Gray. Let's go.
Cray.
Hey, you guys. Thank you guys for having me today. And this is dear to my heart to be on this show. Last time I blessed a lot of people for this time.
You blessed us.
Yes, man.
We appreciate
became
everything
you've
done.
Part of your team and all that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know? I'm the CEO and founder of many. Mm-hmm. You know, if I name, I'll be naming forever.
Yeah.
But also, today is a very special day for me and Zoe. It's our cousin Tico's birthday. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
So I just want to make that be known to the world.
Many blessings.
Yes, sir.
Many blessings.
So thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
And I want to go to the queen to the next because I'll be talking forever.
Come on, but we want you to talk today. We gonna tap in with all that, okay? we gonna introduce our newest co-host in a second.
Yes.
So, because she has a new segment that she wants y'all to check out. But first, I wanted to, this. Now, let me tell you something. This dude is such a patient individual as an artist. You know, he's kind of blew up overnight. Like, he's been grinding for a minute, but it's like you never saw it coming. Like, I mean, you saw it coming, but damn, like.
I tried to tell him.
Oh, God. Oh, God, though.
I tried to warn y'all.
I'm going
to
tell you something, bro.
Listen.
Let me tell you something, so.
Crazy to happen.
The first time, bro, that Charisma played your music, I saw that video on IG, and I felt happy for you, bro, because I know what it's like to finally be witnessing what you knew, like you said, what you knew, but what everybody else was not paying attention to. You know what I mean? Hey, if she want to be with this nigga, then you can't stop her.
Stop
Put your hands together for my nigga Zoe. Oh, Simon.
Hey, what up? It's your boy.
Yeah, man. Talk to the people, though, man. Introduce yourself. They know who you is,
I'm off the east side of Los Angeles, California. And get real familiar with this face, because you're going to see it a lot.
I like that. I like that. That's some real shit. I'm fucking, I'm everywhere,
he
like BD, my nigga. You feel me?
Real right, familiar. Like
oh, God. Oh, my mama.
They should have closed the door. They left that motherfucker packed.
Hey, that's all I locked that motherfucker. Yeah. I'm here now. Yeah, exactly.
As long as you, put your foot in the door, you got it, bro.
Yeah. All you need is a crack of daylight, man. Yep. God. Like when she slide them panties to the side, baby.
Don't mind if I do.
Get it in. But look, so
don't take the panties off. Just put it to the side.
Yeah, you feel me? Like real G, real G's pull the panties to the side. You feel me?
Yeah,
because
lazy.
You know what I mean. Because you know you want no, but look, females like that. That
look cool,
that
too.
Awkward shit. It is, man, bro. Cool. You slide that shit to the side and you slide right in, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, take my panties off.
Oh,
I ain't wearing none. Fuck it.
Hey, you the whole girl. You the whole girl.
Can we get through with these introductions?
Look, all right. Look, all right.
Can we do this with the introductions?
You the whole girl and all, but I would chew through your panties. I give a fuck. Cotton, nigga. I'm just letting you know.
But look, as long as they come off. Hey, as long as they come off.
This motherfucker right here, this is my dog. This is my nigga.
Right.
Always show love. Always show support. She phenomenal. We bump into each other everywhere. We both be on the scene. She, you know what I mean? You might know her from dancing or the other things that she do. She's like viral as fuck. Like she got like 16K followers
Melanin
on her third
queen.
Page in like fucking 2 months.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, please, please put your hands together for... Now, I'm not even... No, you know what? Fuck that. You're on the show now. You're on the show now. So now you got to do your job. So you talk to the people. Introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. I'm the L.A. Hottie.
Hey,
Hottie. I got something good for y'all today. I'm ready to drop some knowledge. You know, I'm excited. I feel flattered that I'm here to join the...
Appreciate you.
Cali's Finest Radio.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
And y'all just stay tuned in because I got a lot to say. Like I said, like, I like talking. And I like giving knowledge, especially to my women out there.
Yeah.
So stay tapped in.
Hey, for real, for real. No, I'm not worried about...
Look, bro.
You're not about to get started.
I'm not, bro.
Wait,
I just want to know this, bro.
You're not about to get started.
I just want to know this. So I just want to, in the morning, whether you ain't got no clothes on, whether you got panties on.
Look. See?
I got to run that back. Look,
I just want to ask, bro. I just want to ask. So when a dude tap on you or whatever he doing, because girls don't usually turn around and just let it happen. So how do y'all, like, do y'all feel a certain way or you just be like, let me let this nigga finish?
No, we do what Zoe Song say. We toot it up.
Hey! Hey! Now on all streaming platforms. Look, Zoe, this is how you do it. On all streaming platforms.
On all streaming.
You got to let them know. You got to let them know. Oh, God.
A million times.
That's some real shit.
She said the morning sex, when they toot it up, she said they love it because they love the idea that we want it.
Oh, yeah, like he woke up and thought about me and wanted, you know what I'm saying?
You know? That's all I want to know. That's it. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to, you know. We both had them. Everybody had them mornings. You just, you know, you tap the girl. She tooted up.
Right.
All I thought, like, what she be thinking when we do this?
You already tooted that shit up. We should get the ladies' opinions on that real quick. I mean, how do you feel about that? Miss Gray, how you feel about that? Let's throw the bullshit out the window.
Look, I'm Miss Kia today. Already, no.
Miss Kia. Let's say you dealing with somebody that you really fuck with, and you already done got to know them, and y'all already on that level.
Right.
And then let's say it's one morning where you ain't particularly feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And he happened to do what he said. I mean, do you go ahead and let him go do what he got to do? Or are you the type that'll kind of look over your shoulder like, my nigga? Like,
nah. I mean, in the past, sometimes I'm like, no. But for the most part, you toot it up.
Okay.
You don't even look back. Okay. Throw it back.
All right. Do you concur, Hottie?
Yes.
Okay.
But my thing is, like, how you mentioned, like, if I'm not in the mood, I feel like if a guy, like, us women, we just want to feel wanted. You feel me?
Right.
So just the fact you woke up and you horny is like, damn, I want to please you too. Like, feel me?
If I'm mad, it better be good.
How do we gonna be
I like being wanted. So it's like the fact you woke up and you want me is like, okay, I want to please you. Shit.
You wake up. Hey, that morning wood is something different, though.
It is. It hit different.
That morning wood is something different. That shit harder than Chinese arithmetic, boy. I'm going to tell you.
No, every day.
But look.
You be seventh grade hard in the morning.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm 40. Hey, look, I'm almost 40 years old. And I feel like, yeah, man, I'm like, nigga, I still got it.
Yeah, every day.
I'm still with Arnold Jensen. Right. I'm still back in the
so
game.
Hard. Every man know how hard they did got in seventh grade.
Hey, so and that's hard it hurt.
Oh, God. Oh, God, nigga.
Hey, it's right
tell
here.
Tell, let us know something then. Let us know something.
That's Seven Gray Hard.
Hey, man. So, look. Okay. So, Heidi, you are a permanent co-host now. Me and Shooter both got together, and we decided that you're bringing a lot to the table.
Definitely.
Besides looking like a snack, you also are very smart. And you got some things that you're working with. You got your own business. I want you to shout your business out first, and then I want you to introduce your segment, Heidi's Health Tips.
All right, so basically right now I'm working on my lash line. I have on my lashes now. It's Lash Like a Heidi, and I plan to make $1 million off this business.
Yes, you should.
By next summer, okay?
You will.
Like,
you will.
That's my vision for this. So that's my lash line I got coming out right now. My website will be dropping in August. You can find me on lashlikeahottie.com. Well, you lashlikeahottie.com in August.
But you can.
But on Instagram, it's
Lash
Like a Hottie. Yeah, tap into the LA Hottie too.
Don't forget that you registered that your twerk classes are registered on my website too.
So we got my twerk classes. They coming back.
I'll be shooting those.
Yeah.
Come on, Heidi. Come on.
I'm gonna be the judge. All right, come
on. Yes.
We want that segment in
this. It's mainly for women though. Sorry guys. It's mainly for women, but you know.
Yeah.
But I will have a Shooter in the building. Y'all can find it at his site and everything. So we're working on that.
So I would think that to do this, you would have to be kind of like bendy. You know, you gotta have your whole
flexible
joints and whatnot.
I'm in tune with my body, so what's helping me with that is the yoga I've been doing lately. So, you know, I've been like, I haven't been flexible since I was a kid, like probably like fifth grade or something, I swear. Like, so the fact I'm actually tapping back into that, like, let me like stretch my body, see how far I can go. It's like, and the progress is definitely like, it's helping, it's strengthening my mind for sure.
It's strengthening your body too, and we about to find out.
Oh yeah, we about to get there too.
Heidi has a new. What's going on, Ms. Ray?
So it's kind of personal.
Come on with it. Let your hands go.
So have your, and this is some grown woman shit. Have your positions improved since you did yoga? Like doing a down dog and everything?
Is the fucking better now.
She already been there.
Okay,
she's like, I'm better. Is the fucking better.
I'm going to tell y'all something, okay? Y'all the only ones know about this,
not
okay?
No more.
Okay? I have not had sex since I've been consistent for the past.
This nigga so cussed.
Wait, look. What's every girl favorite line? Oh, 3 months?
3 months.
I ain't fucked in three months.
Nigga.
No, but look. This is the truth. I'm being honest. I've been consistent for 2 months. I have not fucked nobody, which I believe that's what helped me to kind of focus better.
Yes.
The fact I wasn't engaged with nobody sexually, and you know what I'm saying? It was more mental for me. So, yeah, I can't tell you that. It has, like, you know, helped me in positions, like, as far as, like, stretches, though. Nice. You know, we gonna see that.
Right.
It's not just
women. You know, us men, too. You know, when we find somebody we like.
So,
but it's just being a human. You kind of just your focus tend to.
Because when I love, I love hard. So I'll be fully invested.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It'll throw me off.
Yeah,
know?
Right. So, like, so basically, fuck relationships. So look.
Basically.
So we want to introduce.
And I've been working out, y'all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's been doing her thing.
Y'all know what the fuck y'all doing.
Every week we gonna make sure that we drop a new tip.
Yes,
and
you're
gonna educate the people on what's going on. What the hell? This is
Heidi's
Health Tips. Check it out.
Oh my God, let's see it.
Girl, words can't express the way I feel for you
right now.
The way you hold me, the way you touch me. Girl, everything you do to me, you know I like it.
That's after two months ago I couldn't do that, y'all.
That's,
I promise you.
That's who
and I'm gonna drop them videos next week, the before and the after.
Exactly.
I'm gonna drop the before and after for next week.
Okay, that's
tips.
Perfect. No, every week.
Cause y'all gonna see me 2 months ago. That
legs
impossible.
Up.
Like.
Every week, Heidi is gonna come with new health tips to help you guys improve your way of living. Okay, if you would like to personally email her. To let her to send your videos, your workout videos, you perverts. All right? Your workout videos or videos of you. It has to be a video, okay?
Yes.
Send me some of you. Well, you can email me tips. That's
let
a text.
Let me see
too.
What you're working with.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
And I like to see the progress. Let me see some progress. Like, let me see that you're committed.
Yeah.
Women or
women,
men,
or
whatever
men.
You want to
no,
do.
No,
like,
you better not tell no niggas to send no videos.
No.
You're going to work out videos.
I'm going to tell you right here. If that shit got anything that start with the waist, homie, when you know you got a thumbnail, if If I see the waist, nigga, that shit getting deleted, bro. I'm not opening that shit. So I better see your fucking face in the damn video. If I don't see your video,
put a shirt on too.
I'm telling you, if Hottie don't see your face in the video,
put a fucking shirt on.
Look, you know, I don't even want to see that shit.
Hey, so have you ever? So
he's like, fuck it, don't even start it. Don't
so
even
you
open
ever
the door.
Sent a woman a dick pic before? I'm pretty sure you.
High school.
We can't do that shit now.
You're gonna be on Instagram tomorrow.
But you reach.
I mean, that's if you're doing that shit at 30. Bro, what's up with
some
you?
Other shit. Even if a girl is asking for that,
you might as well just pull up and whip out.
Why?
What are you talking about? You want to see a picture?
I don't even take
moves. Who you trying to send it to?
That's all like. I'm like, no. I like the real deal. I don't even take
moves. I don't
even. A girl tell me for a dick. Well, who you trying
for
to send it to?
I'm going to be honest.
I don't.
Like, I get it for women. I get it for women.
You can't even tell.
So I'm not fucking with you today. So I'm not fucking with you today.
I missed it. I'm gonna
tell you like, but I'm gonna tell you like this. I do get it. Why?
When was the last time you sent one?
Oh, but hold on, look.
Yesterday.
Wait, let's hear.
That's a good question because I've been in relationships, so you know, occasionally your girl would ask you to. So I that's not fair. I'll say this. In women's defense, I understand why they hate dick pics. As a man. But it's for a different reason.
Okay.
As a man, I don't know if you guys have ever sent out videos. First of all, new photos, fuck that. Don't send me any photos. Don't want photos. I want action.
Video.
I want shit that's moving. You feel me?
Right now.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, here's my thing, okay? I know why that shit annoys y'all, because any woman that sent, if you send somebody you want to fuck with as a woman, if you send that nigga a video of you playing with yourself and you're not squirting, do not send that fucking video. We don't
that
care.
That shit is boring.
We don't. It's
unless
boring.
Unless ass clapping.
Ass clapping. Okay, you can get. Okay, Zo. You can get away with that.
So not even if she's touching on herself, she gotta be squirting.
Nah, fuck
you
don't
fit.
It depends on how I look.
No.
It depends.
No.
I have a lie to you.
Because I mean, I'm not a squirter, so.
It's the angle.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all,
she turned white. And she turned white.
I don't care. You want to send me a picture of your vagina, send it.
Because I'll put some oil on it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm on the way.
I love vagina, bro.
I'm on the way.
Have you seen pussy?
Never forget that you attempted with the greatest,
the best,
the finest radio finest you will radio. Ever come in contact with. Continue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's not
so
me.
So like, what if she like playing with it though? Like, nails
I don't
is
care
nice
if you see, the squirting is a bonus. If you
nails
send me a picture,
matter.
You send me a picture
matter.
Of your
nails
vagina
matter,
or a video
matter.
Of you playing with yourself,
matter,
I'm watching
sure.
it. It's a vagina. It's a vagina,
and then
bro.
She opening it too.
Keep,
like,
we see, but
I feel like that's better.
Think we all squirt all over.
So like, look, she touching herself and she opening it.
I'm on the way.
So that's better than squirting.
I'm on the way. What are you talking about, honey? I'm on the way. I got a car. I'm on the way.
You can see inside of it.
Exactly.
I'm on the way.
On the way. On the way.
Let me tell you something.
The way.
Honey, let me tell you something.
The way.
If we gonna work together, you can't say shit like that. Cause then I'm gonna have to wait like 15 minutes after the show to get up from this.
The way.
Right.
My mama.
Bro, that's a real one, though. That's a real one, bro.
Like that.
But he's talking about the squirting. I'm not a squirter, but like I said, I'm going to open it for
that's
you. I'm going to
let
you
see. Just on
that.
Some random shit, I'm at work, and you just send me a video. Hell yeah, I'm going to be like, God damn, when
so
I get
8 o'clock hit, I'm
bro,
there.
I'm on the way.
As
soon as this shit is over.
Let's get toasty here. Hold on.
I'm out of here.
For the sake of fucking up my boxing shorts, we're going to move along.
Right. He's sweating. Look at him.
I'm sweating. Nigga, like a
hooker.
So look,
y'all funny as fuck.
So Cam, we go ahead.
Lead the fence.
Let me set this up. So now, Zo, this pertains to you, okay? Now you are an artist. You're becoming a public figure.
Right.
People are starting to recognize you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got popular music out there. Your face is recognizable.
Right.
Now you're gonna come in contact with a lot of people that are affluential, people that have money, people that have influence and power and shit like that. One thing about it is it just seems like it'd be something about billionaires that when artists get around these billionaires, they'll do stupid shit, like, or they'll just basically underplay themselves.
Right.
And I thought this would be interesting to discuss this with you because you don't even strike me as the type of nigga that would feed into this type of bullshit. But I want to show you what I'm gonna. Hold on. I want you to see what the type of shit that you're gonna have to deal with at the next level, because that's where you're going.
Yeah, right.
So I want you to see the type of shit you're gonna have to deal with at the next level. So we're gonna watch the video, and it doesn't have audio, but I want y'all to check this out. We're gonna roll it, and I'm gonna say something. Cam, they can hear me while you roll it, right? Can they hear me? Okay, go ahead and roll it. Let me show y'all something. Okay, so look, go ahead and pause it right there. Go back real quick. Go back a little bit, Cam. Right here. Let's set it up. DJ Academics, well-known podcaster, streamer. You know, he was known for Everyday Struggle, chilling with Charlamagne Tha God, the whole nine. He's been under his share of scrutiny, but I really I don't know how to feel about this, but I'm not mad at him for saying this because I've seen a lot of examples of this. So DJ Academics, he said, rappers are weirdly obsessed with their white billionaires and humiliate themselves when hanging around them. So when I read this, I said, you know what? I have seen them act kind of crazy around billionaires, but I didn't have any actual proof and examples. So I thought this was interesting. Go ahead and run that, Cam. I'll tell you in a part. Just watch this. Oh, who? Wait a minute. Hey, Cam, go ahead, pause that. Okay, so there's two guys sitting there on the right side. Those guys are famous fashion designers. I don't really even give a shit what brand they have. Fuck them. But I'm saying the person that's sitting across from them,
the person
might as well be. They all look the same. But look, check it out. Right across on the left side. Okay, you've got now that dude is very powerful. The man you're looking at right there. Okay,
it's the boss. Yeah,
he's a very powerful man. Very powerful man. Now on the left side, there. I don't know if you guys caught that, and I don't know if you guys read that tweet. But Cam, I want you to back it up just a little bit so we see that young man's face. Back it up just a little. Uh-oh.
What?
Who is that?
That's Ye.
That's Ye, ain't it?
Yeah.
Now, are you guys looking at what he's doing? Are you guys watching what he's doing?
No, I was reading. I didn't get to look at the video.
Okay, look at what he's doing.
He holding the food for the white people.
He feeding them?
That's crazy.
Oh, he's holding a plate.
Look, he's holding the plate.
Oh, on both hands.
Kim Kardashian shot that video.
You don't even know if it's...
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, so, yeah, so...
Damn, that just pissed me off.
So he's feeding the...
Yeah, and then that video that cut short that Cam had played, and I, that's my fault,
Cam.
Don't
even make
me
mad no more.
That video that cut short, that was a video of Meek Mill. I guess he had... he had a bit. Oh damn, was the millionaire? I can't remember his name, but he's very well known billionaire, Caucasian. And he lost a bet, a tennis bet.
Right.
Meek Mill did, and I'm assuming that's what it was. And Meek Mill was bunny hopping around the tennis court, like
crazy,
like bunny hopping. So, like, can you see? I can't even fucking see you. Nigga, nigga, hands like this, bunny hop.
I wouldn't even walk. You can't even
read
that.
Suck the back of it. You're not hopping around nothing.
You feel what I'm saying? So this is why I thought it'd be interesting to show you this, because I'm not saying you're gonna come in contact with this, but what do you think when you see things like that, man?
Shit, the shit niggas do for money.
Yeah,
everything.
Right, man. That's all I was thinking.
Some people like, man.
That's all I was thinking.
Niggas will sell their ass for money.
No, they will,
especially when you ain't. That's really what you want. If that's all that you want, then I'm sorry, bro. It ain't worth that much, my nigga.
Nah, hey, that's why they can't live with themselves.
You see how all these niggas be, he got a myth. Yeah. No, nigga, you going crazy because you did some booth.
Oh, real shit.
Oh, God.
That's what it is. Fact, all that jumping around, holding plates. But let me ask you a question.
Talk to me.
So a billionaire right now say, hey, hold this bowl of grace for me.
While I
eat it. But hell, don't worry about it. You got 50.
Would you like
I give you
to
50
feel
tomorrow.
The grapes for you, sir?
I mean, I'll give you 50 tomorrow.
Would you like me to peel those grapes for you, sir? Would you like a glass of milk with your grapes?
No, for real, like, all bullshit aside.
But no, but I wouldn't do that.
I
want to
hear your answer.
Say you take
a meeting.
I didn't do it.
Not no crazy shit, right? Say you take a meeting, like Haif, probably for the Yeezys, right? You sitting down with billionaires.
Okay, and it's possible.
And a nigga like, check this out. I don't give a fuck about your design, but hold this bowl of grapes for me, and I got 50 million for you tomorrow.
Oh, nigga, I'm holding them grapes.
He a billionaire. He'll wipe his ass with that. Wait, is you
hold
holding
these grapes for me while I eat?
Is you holding the bowl of grapes
nigga,
or not?
Hey, you got
for 50.
You
for 50. Hey, right now, your bank account,
$50 million.
$2,000. Tomorrow, your shit going to be 50
million. I'm doing that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, you a girl.
Look.
But like, you feel me?
It's just holding grapes.
I will hold his wife's purse. For $50 million.
Look,
all right,
look.
And that's on my mama.
Little on secret.
I hold his wife's purse.
Nothing though.
I'm
leaving
your mama like a motherfucker.
If that's not
talking about grapes,
why is holding the
grapes and the purse?
Why is holding the bowl?
$50 million, nigga.
I'm pretty sure he did that.
It was a table right there.
I'm pretty sure they had dinner.
It was a table right there.
And the meeting was over him. You know, because he was trying to get his clothes out like that. So I'm pretty sure. It was, I don't know why
that might have been
bowls.
Kanye bowl though. He might have just wanted some of Kanye food.
But did you see his face though? Did you see his face?
Why are you recording this?
Cam, you do have it still in the chamber. No, I want you to look at his face.
He did have a
fast
right
forward
there.
To our backup to
why
just
the fuck
his
are you
face.
Recording this?
Look at his face. And guess who recorded this video?
Kim Kardashian
recorded that video.
He's mad.
His love. His Lord and Savior.
Look at his face.
I'm just saying.
He like, bitch, I beat your dumb ass if this camera was around.
Let me tell the story. We had a before Love & Hip Hop LA came out, like 2 years before that, because we used to manage artists. So they brought us in this meeting, and it was like the first year, you know, the first season, but you got to go through the first season. After the first season, we're going to give you guys, I think it was like 80, we'll give you guys like $80,000. We was like, okay, cool. Like, he was like, but the catch is, he was like, y'all got kids? And we like, oh, some of us like, yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, so what we need y'all to do is like go over your baby mama house and start drama.
Hey, that's easy to me. That shit already there.
Tell her like you ain't helping out.
Just having me show that shit. Oh, yeah, no. My baby mama know there's a camera in the building? Oh, fuck no.
She gonna show her ass. She about to try to be the next Cardi B. What you talking about?
No.
She about to trip on you.
Go to the kids' house, say how much you buy yourself. You
always had Hershey stains, nigga. Nigga, I never really fucked with you like that anyway.
But we be lying.
Your brother cuter. Hey, but
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, baby mamas do that for free on Instagram.
We be lying. That for the F. We talked about that when we got in the car after the meeting. We be lying.
So you want to start an argument for you want to start
and put it on TV?
But bro, I would do it with an actress, but not my actual baby mama, bro.
No, my baby mama.
I don't want to embarrass my
kid. I'll be talking about this shit at home.
I was about to say that it's the kids for me.
Yeah, I can't embarrass my kid.
And my, like I said, my kids will everything.
Shit, I get drunk at a family event. They gonna go to school. That's what they gonna talk about.
I mean, well, that's something different though. But just starting shit, like nah.
Talk to me about. Okay, wait a minute.
80,000, you gonna blow that?
Okay, wait.
Exactly,
bro. That's not.
You're
gonna blow that.
No, that's fast.
That's two years of rent.
But look, Heidi, look, let me ask you something. So what about the female side of this? Because now there's starting to be more and more reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. Yo, okay, so listen, I'm about to make you famous. Listen, I'm on air right now, so can you please respect the broadcast, please. Can you respect the broadcast? Thank you. All right.
I mean, I always gotta be my people.
God damn. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully, Zone. Respectfully.
Yo, get on their ass.
You know what I'm saying? But this is about you. You feel what I'm saying? So look. So listen. So sort of from the female perspective, you know, I want to know from y'all. I mean, what do you think about that particular situation? Like, I mean, how would you handle that? Because there's starting to be more and more reality TV shows where they're focusing a little bit more on dancers, on, you know what I mean, like females pretty much letting it all hang out. Like Jocelyn has her show, mm-hmm. You know what
she
I'm saying?
She's on the fire right
you
now.
You got the Blue Girls Club, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's going
that?
There.
What's the Blue Girls Club?
The Blue Girls, shout out Sunlit Media.
Oh, the Blue Face thing.
Yeah, shout out Sunlit Media. She was one of the camera people on that. I want the female perspective of it. Like, if somebody came to you and was like, I'm offering you X amount of money, like he said, but you gotta, your family or your close people's gotta be involved, and you gotta show a little TNA and
no,
they gotta embarrass them.
TNA, what that mean?
Tits and ass. Tits and ass. Yeah. Sorry, I'm old. I mean, I'm tits and ass.
I'm gonna use that tonight.
I got
politically correct. They can't have TNA. You don't have to bleep that. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I feel like that's like, if women gonna do that, they should definitely not like probably have kids or something. If you gonna go that far to just
no, he said if you already have children, would you?
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
Oh no, I wouldn't involve them definitely because I gotta, like, my kids gotta grow up and get on the internet. Yeah. You feel me? I ain't trying to have us under that. Like, I was even, that's an example. Like, I was gonna go on that South Central Baddies show, and they I had the interview and everything. It was the dead interview.
You would have been out of pocket. You too much for them. Look, them bitches.
That's how I thought about it.
They stay on Western.
But look,
oh God. With three T's, whoops.
But look, that's how I thought about it. But then I'm like, looking, I'm like, they fight. I'm like, that's not the look I want for myself. Like, I want that boss, bad bitch. Like,
first thing,
you know,
they gonna go,
like,
first thing they gonna go for is your face.
Yeah,
be on you, so you walk in.
Who's the first thing they gonna go for is your face.
I didn't even did. You know, so it's like I was gonna go because I already knew. Like, I'm literally the day, like, we were supposed to go and sign the paperwork, everything. I was literally going. So
they're
and
looking
I was
for,
decided.
They're looking
I'm
for
like,
drama. They're not really looking for.
I didn't see no boss shit.
Looking for
I'm
the story
like,
of
I'm
from here to
boss,
here.
Like,
they're looking
tiring.
For you
come
fighting,
there
arguing.
Sense, they're gonna be like, nah.
I don't want the hat for my kids. I'm too old for that. I'm 30 years old. Okay.
And I got a daughter, so I definitely don't want that picture out there.
My kids have to grow up.
I mean, to be honest, my opinion on it, I couldn't do it. I'm telling y'all the honest to God truth. Like, I couldn't do it because if I go up, I'm going all the way up. Like, you're not going to embarrass me. I'm a Leo, so I'm going to take control of the whole show.
I'll be looking at them shows.
You
better
hope you don't see a gun or something. I'm
Leo
serious.
Gang. Oh, my mama, I'll be looking at them shows. Like, I would have been like, bro, we can go when these cameras. We can step
everything.
To the back real quick. Why would keep on my mama?
Yeah.
Why keep back. This shit on
I'm
going to
give you your audience.
But they also said
ain't
everything
no security
up.
Stopping
they'll,
me.
Like, tell you got to.
And the thing is, security wasn't even stopping the girls on the show, too.
They was
lying about that. I'm like, security ain't even stopping these bitches. They're going to be really fighting at this point.
The security guard, those was homies in security guard shirts.
I've been through that. Look, I almost got shot at somebody had a homie
security
guard.
Shit.
That's some real shit.
They
that's real. Just because your shit say security don't mean you got a guard.
You ever been in that kind of position before, Zoe, where you could already could because you starting to do some shows now.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you.
How many clubs you fucked up?
Every club we be going
have
to.
You heard oh
I no bad way. Like I'm talking like
Zoe's
crowd.
Music
like,
really getting
excited. Yeah, like,
hey, everybody should be drawing until I hit the stage. On me, I'll be like, damn. Like when you be on Instagram and they be having their little 30-second shows, they don't never show the crowd. I'll be like, y'all shit don't be having it rocking.
Hey,
I peeped it.
Bro, you watch the same shit I watch, bro.
I'll be like, it's looking good. They show the crowd before they go. There's 1,000 people out there.
They going to make sure they get shown.
And then if you catch the 2-second clip, everybody be dry. I'll be like, ooh.
Or, nigga, a person here, a person over there, somebody smoking a cigarette over there by the bar.
Hey, but look.
Nobody there.
I ain't going to lie. All that France security.
Nah, bro.
Nah.
That's that bullshit.
I'm on security here, unless we got it hired. But I'll be on my toes, bro, because I'm still transitioning from the streets.
Stay on your toes.
You feel
bro.
Me? That Hollywood shit is weak.
Right.
That shit weak. You really peep that shit and you really sit there, you be like, these niggas goofballs,
no,
bro.
Real, bro.
Like, nigga, crazy to y'all. Right.
Nigga, but before you got on the way, before you made the progress you made, how many of them niggas, they might even speak to you. It might not
bro,
be about...
I thought them niggas was legends until I already said... I'm like, nigga,
y'all
facts,
niggas...
Bro.
Oh, nigga, put you
that's
in the chokehold. Oh, my mama.
That's facts, bro.
But no, look, for real. That
before,
shit look good on camera.
Before we switch to the next topic, I want to talk about transition. Now, Nakia, we both work with Rebuild Your Life, right? We just recently gave a certificate of recognition for Lake County, thanks to you,
right?
To Geechee Gotti.
Yeah.
It was a dope. It was a dope. You know what I mean? It was a dope experience. I mean, just talk to me about from the time you first started this. Like, I mean,
did you Rebuild Your Life?
Rebuild Your Life.
Oh,
I mean,
everything.
You
left the entertainment industry.
I want the journey. You know what I'm getting.
She knows what it is.
Howdy, like, man, it was a dark place at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dark place at one point. So in the beginning, it was 2015. I used to manage, 2013, I used to manage artists. I have mm-hmm. 5 artists. So I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? The entertainment industry pretty ugly sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got the real ones,
yeah.
You know, and you got to depict between the real and the fake.
Yeah.
Right.
So I transitioned on to leaving the entertainment industry when I got pregnant with Julia to go to the community. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck it, my heart is really with the entertainment industry. But how do I not entertain the dark side?
Right. Mm.
So I was like, you know
you
what?
You got to.
I'ma go do PR. When your models start, you start seeing them on Western.
Ooh.
I'm like, I'm about to suck all these bitches.
Is that Sylvia?
I'm getting into it with the artists. The artists telling me, like, we got to go to a meeting with Exhibit or somebody, and you can't bring your models. I'm like, why? He like, because they hoes. I'm like, they not hoes. I'm getting into it. I don't want to say no names on air.
Make
them more usable? I'm getting into it.
Like, by the way, it's
legal now,
hey, by the way,
it is legal.
I fuck with you, bro.
It is legal.
At the time, it wasn't.
It's under loitering laws.
It wasn't.
So at
right.
first, you couldn't
right.
loiter. Now right. you can loiter.
You know
and
what they say?
I don't buy it.
Hey, look. This is what they saying. Basically, you can prostitute, but if you got a nigga pimping you, we going to give him 50.
But then you know what's cold, though?
They tax you on that shit now.
You got to file out on your tax.
Yes, hey, that is the
you
whole
reason. You got to file out on your tax.
Any bitch
like
finally selling pussy on her tax.
Yo,
stupid.
When I was
now
growing
it's legal,
up.
Though.
I know, but I'm
it's
saying.
Legal.
Yo, shit be like, what you do? Shit, sell puss?
That's right. It's about to get worse, though.
You
about to be
on
dates. Bro,
ask about me. Pussy selling?
Yes,
IPS, pussy selling.
So, you about to be like on.
I
want to
hear your story.
You going to be like, bro, the chicks you about to be bumping into. Like, you already get baddies.
You're like,
but
you
never start
do?
Bumping into. Yeah, what you do? Like,
IPS.
You gonna be on dates, nigga?
IPS.
And they gonna say it like it's nothing.
IPS.
Yeah, I'm a 305.
But they had to legalize
it.
Because
they said
it wasn't going
to stop.
They
let you know.
I'm a 305.
They
let
you
know.
They had to legalize it. It wasn't going to stop. Like, we had to legalize
marijuana. So that mean they got to legalize murder.
I got a hope. Well,
it's not going to stop.
Well, I mean, let's fuck it.
Hey, wait. California is a state that where if you do shoot somebody in your house, you go to jail.
Still go to jail.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? In California.
We don't have stand your ground laws here.
It's only in other states like Arizona,
I don't know why
Texas,
y'all gave me a microphone.
Atlanta. If I shoot somebody on my property, then
but you
then
still
I'm
go to
good.
Jail, though. That's
do,
the sad part. We don't have stand your ground
laws. After you go to trial. Out here, no. You're going to jail.
Yeah, 3 years.
You're going to jail.
So for protecting me and my kids, ain't that a bitch?
They let us
Oh, hey.
I was shout interested. Out, hey, you were saying that.
Hey, shout out to my Ace Boone dude back there, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, my
you
God.
Know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Hey, when he by my side, ain't no bitch nigga killing me. Put your hands together for my mama. Best friend. Yeah, when see,
Jesus.
What's happening, bro?
Yes, sir.
My nigga, yeah, real ass nigga back here. It's my hitter. No, he vibing on Clubhouse. Yeah.
Hey, get me up on there. We're going to talk.
He fuck with somebody on there. I need that platform, too.
I got to get on Clubhouse. What's Clubhouse about?
I've been hearing about it, but I ain't tapped into it.
He fuck with CEO
Reed.
That
shit, a whole bunch of people talking at one time and you can't see them.
Oh, God. For real, though, that might remind me of the party line.
You got a mute.
Y'all know
you
too, yo. Yo, you know, okay, you remember the party line.
I just looked.
You remember the party line?
How old do you think I am?
Hell no, bro.
How old do I look?
25?
He for sure in his 20s. He in his
20s. I'm about to
be 30, bro. You don't remember the party line.
93.
You was on the party line.
I just look good. I just look good.
Hey, I'm actually 91. I'm actually 91.
Hey, hold on.
You ain't got to tell nobody because you can pass for 25.
Hey, look, check this out. Look,
I didn't know you was in your 30s.
Look, peep this.
Yeah, I didn't either. Hey, I thought you was younger.
Hey, but now, we going to tell you. I'm 22.
So
like Eazy-E. How old is he?
You just about, you look, he's just about the age of sex ain't shit. Like, you know how it's men? We meet. Ooh. No.
I'm already at that phase. I'm at that phase already.
Wait, I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
We still love fucking. As men,
but it's not nothing.
But it's really nothing.
I was just talking about
that. Like, what? Explain. Elaborate on
that. That's not what attracts us to y'all.
You guys give it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's ice cream.
I ain't gonna lie.
I literally give it out.
So pussy crawl in your lap is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
You said we give out, not us personally, but in general. Yeah, you said women give out pussy like
this. Hell, motherfucking yeah. This is a radio.
It's true.
No.
Trying to talk to y'all.
And that was before niggas even knew what the fuck we were.
Can I say this, bro? All right, so, like, I've worked with dudes, and they say, and they try to explain how hard it is for them to do stuff.
Really?
Like, honest to God.
Say it again.
They'd be like 32. They'd be like, bro, I had sex with like 6 girls. Like, bro, how the fuck?
That's wild though, like, bro.
But they'd be like, it'd be hard. You know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. It's not really a lot of dudes. I don't know how many dudes y'all run into, but it's not a lot of dudes that know how to talk to women.
They don't.
It's a lot of dudes that don't know how to talk to women, and it's a lot of dudes that don't know how to have sex. Okay, that's still out there. Even at an older age, okay, years of experience, they got 500 bad bitches under their belt, and they still don't know how to fuck. I'm confused.
Nigga, wear that shit out.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Don't have some other news.
Hey, shout out to my personal.
Hey, if y'all don't know the fuck, y'all, hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, shout out to my personal PA, Caramel Cannabis at Caramel Cannabis.
Nigga, wear that.
Hey,
shit
shout out the new. I'm sorry. Shout out the new executive producer.
Yeah, this,
our new executive producer. Synergy.
Synergy.
Appreciate you for coming in and sitting on the show. That's our.
Check us out.
Yes, sir.
That nigga know what time it is, man. We motherfucking viral on this bitch.
And innovative culture. Shout out innovative culture.
Corona, nigga. This is an innovative. This is an innovative culture. Hold on, ladies. We got to pay the bills.
This
is an innovative culture production. Shout out
Cool Ass Cam.
Shout out
DJ Punk.
Like Cam.
Shout out Milk It Media.
So look. Right. Okay, so hey, we feel like hey, yo, this
I
is
got
like
my jersey.
This is like a throwback to the accelerated radio day.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro. I like this.
Crazy
bro.
Right here.
I like this.
But look, check this out. This is what it needs to be.
I like it.
So look, okay, so we do. I got the next topic that I want to talk about. So let's go ahead and roll that, Cam.
Oh, that was
a
senator.
She's a senator.
Yeah. Oh,
stabbing and jabbing. And
what's she at?
Okay, so look.
Illinois.
Okay, so look. Hold on, y'all.
Maryland.
Okay, wait.
And so she wasn't all that either.
Let me say, okay,
Illinois.
Wait. Let me, she didn't even got
Illinois.
Mad at okay, look, hold up. Let me set it up. Okay, so this young lady, okay. Damn, I'm loaded, so I ain't got my stuff in front of me. I'm having fun and shit.
Go ahead, ask the question, bro.
What is her name? I don't have her name in front of me.
That's a senator.
Excuse me. PA, where you at?
I got it.
Where's my PA? Oh, hold shit. On, man, God damn it. Strike one, my nigga. But look, check it out. So the senator, she actually posted that on TikTok. The question that I have, and I'm gonna start with you, Nikia.
Tierra Mack.
Okay, she posted Tierra Mack.
The last name, say it.
Not even senator.
Mack.
Congresswoman. Congresswoman. The people that actually make the laws, okay? Congresswoman Tierra Mack posted that twerking video and then said, you know, vert for her. I'm pretty sure she was joking, you know.
She meant she was trying to clap.
So I want to know. First of all, in my opinion, that shit was a C minus at best. Like
I give it a D.
That shit was boo.
It did nothing.
Like Heidi would have killed the fuck out that shit. But look, so check it out. So
we got stacks Nakia, in his 30s.
Nakia, you feel me? Like Nakia, I want your opinion on this. You see something like, let's say you were an active person in politics. You were active
4 years.
And you know what I mean? Like as far as like the you know what I mean? Like the national government. If you voted for your congresswoman, would that change your vote? If you
Hell no, I don't feel connected.
To be honest.
Hold on, Zoe. I'm gonna talk. Hold on, Zoe. I'm gonna ask you. Go ahead.
Girl.
Go ahead, Nikki. I want
to
know.
To be honest?
Hold on. Let Nikki go.
Me personally, and my vote matters.
Yes.
And I'm at the top
let's
of the podium.
Let's say it matters. Let's say your vote. You know, let's say
matters.
The votes is. You feel me? Let's say the vote is 6,000 to 6,000. And okay. 6,001. And you're that 6,000 in first vote. Would that affect your vote?
No.
No.
Why not? You got to explain.
Because her personal life or what she do off the podium, it doesn't matter to me.
She's at the beach with a bikini on. Right. She's thugging.
That's her life.
Let her clap cheeks.
That has nothing to do with me. It depends on her numbers.
Don't you think, look, don't you all kind of feel like that's the way the wind is blowing?
But we living in a time where everything is recorded. We would have never seen that.
It's that too, bro. But she probably.
She want to clap cheeks on the beach.
Look, but look.
She probably used that to show that I'm human. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this. So let me tell you something, bro. Understand that what she did right there, my nigga, like, when just let's relate it to your music.
Right.
Nobody had ever heard your music before.
Right.
And when your music hit the scene,
right.
It was something, you might have pushed some lines that niggas wasn't used to.
Right.
You feel me? So when you dropped your music, niggas saw, okay, it's okay to cross that line now because it's not so bad.
Right.
So that's the way I look at it. I feel like it's not so bad.
Come on, man. You got these other people out here trying to act like they professional 24. No, you not.
You let your hair down.
These other people get home and be saying the N-word 1,000 times.
Oh, God.
I just saw a video.
Like, no, not just that. It's a lot of city councilmen and people that sniff coke.
I just saw
don't do drugs.
Yes.
Hey, what they say? Yes. That's a rich person drug.
Yes.
They not smoking weed. They not popping perks. No, they busting down lines every time.
I used to do cable, and I was at this dude house. He had a house on the beach.
Potter everywhere.
He said, "Hey, when you finish, come get me." And when I walked in that room, he was, "I'll be in this room." When I slid that door open,
you ain't gonna do that.
Of cocaine, and he had some blood.
I'll be like, bag that shit up. I'm about to go sell this shit.
It was big. It was like,
I'm about to bag it up. I'm about to go sell it. Hey. That's just paying in full.
And he had it on the.
That was the plug. You ain't even know it.
Damn, that's it.
That was the plug.
What the fuck? This dude, and he was dumber. I'm telling you, dumb rich.
But you got to think about it. That's the drug that they use.
That is the drug that they use.
Like, have you ever met a motherfucker that have money that's mostly probably 85% white? They do coke.
Yeah.
It's like for centuries.
And they do it in your face, like, how?
Great,
you be like,
hold on, brother.
It's like you smoke a little blunt up in front of him, like,
yeah, bro. When he sniffed it, he just looked at me and was like,
"Want some,
you finished?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Bro, did you not just a line in front of
you?" Because that shit is not normalized.
You think he care if you seen that? That's gonna be out of the system in 3 days.
Right. That shit not normalized.
It's not about what you know. It's about what you prove.
Not just that. It's who you know. It's who you know. So a lot of that shit don't matter.
So I wanna transition. I wanna ask you a question. Okay. Let's get to the meat of this shit. Now that you loose, you feel me?
I knew y'all was on the. I was already loose.
You feel what I'm saying?
I was just reading.
You relaxed. You feel, that's what I like, bro. I like you to enjoy yourself. You feel me? So let me ask you this. All right, talk to me a little bit about the journey. Tell me, like, where it started from. Tell the people where you originally from. Tell them what the journey. You know,
the journey. I'm from the East Side. I was born and raised on the East Side.
Mm-hmm.
Section 8.
Okay.
$1 a day for lunch.
The East Side of what? Long Beach, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California, South Central.
Where you like? On San Pedro?
I was off 118th and Avalon.
Okay.
Niggas die over there.
Niggas
die.
When my first mixtape was Easty. That was the name of it. I was just saying,
you kind of Eastie.
No, I see
the swag.
Bro, Eastside was tough.
I know it.
It's working. It's working.
It's the basketball. Yeah, I know.
You remind me of Quan. One take Quan, bro. Like,
yeah, that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas comfortable in your fucking skin. Like,
I don't give
a
fuck what nobody think about me. Because guess what? Fuck you.
Hey.
Fuck you, baby.
I need you to say that again. Say that shit again.
Dollars, nigga.
Guess what?
Dollars.
Fuck you.
Nigga.
Like, no, I'm from the East. So I'm like the typical low class Section 8. You got to go with your mom low and dad income. To low income to make sure y'all still got it next year. You got to sit in that building on 190th.
That's
right. Oh, my mama. So stop. I was. Yeah, I remember when the food stamps was the food stamps book.
Are you only 29?
Yeah. I'm an old soul.
Yeah,
93. Yeah, 93, nigga.
I was born in
93, nigga.
Early 90s.
I remember I found a book of food stamps at the bank on 103rd. It was Washington Mutual. My grandma snatched the whole book from me. It was 500 of them things.
Damn, I'm
like, look what I found. Give me that.
She needed that.
I remember. What I was gonna do with it? I was like five.
I just picked an ice cream truck.
I remember she used to give me the brown $1 exactly. The brown $1 bill at the ice cream truck. Ice cream truck used to take food stamps, bro.
Yes.
What's the end game? Like when it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done.
Banners in the rafters, championship rings won. Nigga, you done got the record deals. Now you don't even need labels.
I've been passing them up.
Hey, I saw. You know what? Hold on. Wait a minute. This is how you know that I pay attention to the artists that I fuck with, my nigga. Right. And I really fuck with you. You just posted a video about a nigga talking about how taking an advancement from a label is a bad investment.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw the comment that I left about the nonprofit. Okay, so I want you to talk to me a little bit about that and just your experience as an artist with labels, because I know they're calling you now, and I know that they're offering you shit, and they're some are lowballing you right now. I know it's happening. Because they see the potential. So I want to talk about that.
The thing is, these niggas ain't never really touched money before. So when a nigga throw $50,000 or $100,000 or even $250 at you, a lot of these niggas will take it because they ain't really... No, I'm good. A lot of niggas ain't really touched money before.
Right, yeah.
I'm from the east side, bro. I used to really jump in windows.
Right,
you feel me?
Right.
So what niggas talking about, bro, I wipe my ass with... What I'm going to do with $50,000?
That's
everybody and their mama just had that with EDD and PPP,
bro,
and they
just,
ass
we,
out right
we just
now.
Read, we just read that it we just read to live comfortably in California, you have to average $140,000.
Like I said, like
comfortably. So what you gonna do with 50 bands?
So like, exactly. Like if your rent, say your rent $2,100, right? Your rent $2,100 a month just to live, right? So at the give or take, that's $27,000-$30,000 a year to live.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
What the fuck I'm gonna do with $50,000 when I got mouths to feed and I need to?
That's what I said.
You know that shit. But you wanna own all my shit?
But niggas will do it though, just to have it.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I done made more than that just doing these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Independently though. Mm-hmm. But like it's LLC'd up, trademarked up. But my thing is, I used to think that this rap game was an imaginary place that was another. Like,
that's facts, though.
You feel me? But when you realize, like, if you think about it, like, nigga, it's like the drug game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, hold on. Look, I got an update real fast.
Damn,
okay.
So,
I think about 10.
Hey, bro, it's no coincidence the niggas that I want on the show that I'm in.
I'm about to say some shit.
So, wouldn't you say that I was persistent about getting you on the show?
And I was
about
coming, but
he's a smart nigga. He's a smart nigga. I already know. I watch, bro. I know niggas. We know some of the same niggas, bro. I knew you was an intelligent brother, bro.
Right.
I don't bring dummies on here. I bring niggas on here with brands and with good music.
Right.
But that's cool. Anybody can make good music.
Right.
But you are a brand, bro.
Right.
We're going to talk after the show on God. But look, when about 10, 15 years ago, the poverty line was $27,000 a year. Okay? Right now, presently.
$100,000.
No, not quite. $35,000 a year. Teachers make roughly about $32,000 a year.
And they're the one that's teaching the youth, though.
They're the ones that create the
next
generation.
If I was them, I'd say, fuck it.
Bro, that's like
let
three,
everybody
that's
figure
like,
it out
go
then,
get your
nigga.
Own money. That's like $3,000 a month.
Bro, like when you really.
You can't live off that.
You can't.
You can if you you got a fixed income. Like, you got to think about, like, we talking about L.A. Mm-hmm. So when you say $3,000 a month. Nigga, I know people that's getting $670 from the county a month to live.
Cam and Post,
so if you tell a nigga that I can give you $3,000
right
a month,
here, I want you put
that's good money for a low income family.
That's facts. Yeah.
Because me personally, I still got my lunch money from third grade. I don't blow shit.
I
get what I want, and you feel me, like nigga, I save because. Your
you
money gonna
know.
Save your ass, bro.
You never
right. Like
yeah,
nigga, like right now,
know.
Like if you need to go do some, say if you have 5 bands, right? And you just blow it because you just got it.
Yep.
And then your son gets sick and his doctor bill $2,500, but you don't got it.
You don't got it. That's okay. Facts, bro.
I save shit for rainy days because nigga, I came from nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't got nobody to fall back on
that's
no more.
Right,
so
bro.
That's right.
If I don't got it,
yeah.
That mean I'm going to jump in somebody's window or jump in somebody's bank to try to get it. And I'm not doing that
so,
no more.
Joe, you absolutely are correct 100%. I agree with you, but there's a little bit more to that, though.
It is. It's okay? always a little bit more.
It's not just about that cash that you can put your hands on. It's also about the possible. No, 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 no. What it is yep. it's credit. Even if it's credit, it's credit. You understand?
I tell you, and when you said that, I encourage everybody right now, stop using your name. Use business
name.
Your
business name.
I'm talking about, and this is for the nigga that if you on child support, if you on child support, and there's females that's on child support too,
you gotta create your
LLC. If your shit getting whooped by, because you on child support, open an LLC and run everything through your motherfucking LLC.
I just learned about that.
I want to say that too. I want to say this too. If you invest in, like, if you in the stock market, And you have to pay child support, they can't touch that at all.
Because it's to the business, not
even
you.
If you get arrested, I was reading up on this guy. He got arrested, and he went to jail for 20 years, but he was investing in his company. When he got out, bro, had $1 million.
That's beautiful.
It's a state but right now, but I'm not even going to put the game up right now, but I'm not going to say the state that it's in. It's a state right now where you can open up an LLC, and you don't have to put your name. You could be an alias to open up an LLC, so they won't even know who the LLC belonged to.
I'm not
going to say the state right now because it's a lot of game that I learned. I learned from a lot of
people. We got to talk about that.
So, my mama, it's shit right now that you can right now on your computer in L.A., you can go to this certain state. Mm-hmm. It's only one state that do this. You can open an LLC up over there.
Hawaii.
And you can, no, not in the state, but you can run it through everywhere. And they won't even know who it owned to because it's perfectly legal for you not to have.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
I done sat in meetings with motherfuckers that put a nigga up on game. And like how Nip said, nigga, I'm going to steal advice from you. I don't give a. Look, because that's
a fact, though.
You have to.
I'm going
to
steal it.
But if you a real one, I'm only doing this or saying this around you for you to pick
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's not everybody in the room not gonna pick it up.
Because a lot of people want you to hand it to them. Though. That's
I'm gonna pick it up,
different frequency.
Niggas don't want to pick it up. Niggas want you to pick it up and then give it to them.
What they say, you can
you let me pick it up. I'm putting it in my pocket.
Hey, what they say, you can take the horse to the water, but you can't drink it. That's the real shit.
That's real, honey.
Because that's real shit, bro.
No, bro.
That's
listen,
how it goes.
You got to keep that mindset. You got a great mindset.
People be looking at me. They be expecting me to come here and be like, cuz on hook.
Yeah.
You get it. I didn't really like the shit that these niggas, like a lot of niggas is using their hood and hoods that they to get on.
So far, bro.
And I'm trying to get out that shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Like niggas coming back trying to transition to make the hood to like they want to diss hoods and do all the crazy shit they music to make
bro.
I'm trying to get a
bro.
Bro, nigga,
you
I mean,
nigga, you get look, you can't get deals. You can't get deals with Dasani Water talking about cuz this
come
and cuz that. You know what I'm saying? You can't no.
Soon you open your mouth and nigga know everything you about. So every time the first time I open my mouth, everybody be like, damn.
But look, I thought that's you was going to come here on some bunk. On me. Look, check this out. So we running low on time. Okay. I want to talk about this. Rest in peace, Nip. Go ahead and run that, Cam. All right, so just pause that right there. Okay, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty self-explanatory. Now, we've been hearing for some years now that Trey Songz be on fuck shit.
Stop doing shit on camera, man.
You feel me? You know what I mean? Or, like, seriously, like, you know, like, get you one of them robotic real girls and shit, my nigga.
NDA,
like,
make them sign an NDA.
With these actual chicks, and that shit getting you in trouble, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, maybe, like, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, there's pictures of him out there messing with people, you know, from the alphabet community. You know what I'm saying?
What's
like,
that?
The LGBT. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just saying it's always been for years. It's been for years. Basically, what I'm getting at, the point I'm getting at, you know what I mean, is that no matter what his lifestyle is, he's obviously going about it the wrong way because he keeps getting hit with allegations. So, Trey Songz hit with a $20 million lawsuit in due to alleged sexual assault incident at a house party. He firmly denies the allegations, of course.
But it's on camera.
Okay.
We all seen it. You can't touch no Becky like that, brother.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, I was about to say when he wait, you didn't get the video?
I didn't know it was one out there.
They talk about the video when he was in a party and he walked into whatever the case, I can't even say, but he touched the joint titties, right?
Ooh.
But she liked it. But now that it's on camera, yeah, no, what are you doing?
It's like remember when Ezekiel Elliott pulled that girl's titty out in that parade?
He put her titty out.
He
wild.
It was like you going to jail, gang.
But look,
Pete Game. It was Mardi Gras.
where they flash their titties anyway. But she did it to get the beat.
That don't stop. And then she doubled back. The rules.
And when he did it, look, she didn't say shit.
But look, that's what I'm saying. That don't. You got. You want to know why she didn't say shit? Because when she got home and Martha said, "He pulled your titty out. That's a $30 million." Oh my God, I can't sleep at night because.
Oh God.
Did you suck for free?
That's why every time.
That's what.
Every time you sleep, I sleep with somebody. If something happens with anybody, on God, on the way home,
send the NDA and the text message and let them reply.
I say I had a good time last night on my mama. You better send that. I had a good time
in California.
Too.
That's a contract.
What happens if you don't send?
I've never had it. I don't know what happens, but I've never.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah. You'll never even know I even talked to you because I was ghost your stupid ass. I'm not sending nothing. You got.
Darn. I gotta get that.
I ain't never talked to no white girl before to even
white
have
girl?
That.
I don't fuck with her. I can't. Do that.
So I don't really see a black bitch doing that.
I have been. I don't do it no more.
Hey, no, don't. Hey,
but she just
no.
Wants
hey,
money.
Look, you better keep it real. What do you say they look like when they naked? Say it. Would you tell me?
No, don't do it. Don't do that.
What they look like?
Don't do it.
We didn't say who though. We didn't say who. But what they look like? What they look like?
They look like raw chicken. I don't know if you ever
seen. Hey, not like that, but that's how I feel about white dudes. What? I can't.
Wait. You don't like the pink? You don't like the pink?
Nah.
You don't like the pink?
Fuck all that.
Nah, bro.
I can't. I need
look,
the right, brown.
So, look, bro. I wanted to try it. I tried it. And when she got up.
Was it good, though? Was it good? Was it good?
That's the question.
You might need to be a host on
that's the question.
Was it good?
Wait, I want to know.
Tell you the same story you told me. Go ahead,
was it good?
Real quick. Go ahead, real quick, Shooter. Tell you.
That was a good question.
It was good. That shit was good. That shit was fire, huh?
It was.
It wasn't that good. It wasn't that good.
You know how like you not supposed to have something, so it tastes better. Like you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I would not die upon the sweat.
Not like that. Not like that. Come on. But when she got up, bro, and she got up to walk
it
around the
funny?
Bed.
Smell funny?
Nah.
No, it looked weird.
I don't do that at all.
She had booty back. She had booty back.
This after you bust
your
back,
she had a booty back.
Come on, son.
This after you bust your back.
Come on, son.
She had a booty back.
She didn't have
a booty back.
And I didn't
she had a booty back.
I didn't be on big black girls.
So what happened?
But that white girl had a booty back.
I got to hear the end of the story. I got to hear
she got up.
Booty back.
Everything happened. She got up. She walked around the bed.
Booty back.
She's walking to the bathroom.
Booty back.
Like looked at her.
Give me my booty back, booty back, booty back, booty back.
You know the chicken that fight.
That's gonna be the name of this episode.
Booty back.
And then, booty back.
Not chilies. Booty back ribs.
I said, oh my God, I will never do this again.
Oh my God,
I will never do this again.
You can't see your senses after you nut it, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
I never had it.
Hey, if you ever find something, I said, was it before or after?
No, it wasn't even that.
He ain't fucking a week. He ain't fucking a week.
I never had it. The presenter, the opportunity came.
It was like, happen
all right,
you never
I'll see
again.
Hell no,
so,
bro.
So what if she Iggy Azalea?
No.
You want to take that down?
No,
what
I can't,
what you doing
bro.
Out here?
If I end up with any white, if I ever marry a white woman, I'm going to cheat on her with a black girl. So that's why I can't never be with a white woman.
But you can't say that because if a nigga marry anything, he going to cheat on it.
That's not true.
Wait, whoa,
that's
hey,
not true.
Jay-Z with Beyonce.
That's not true.
Every man cheats.
Hey. No, that's not true either.
And it's
in our DNA. We supposed to have more than
one wife. What if your girl bring her home girls, though?
Hold on.
What if you're right, because according to psychology, men need sex. Women
yes,
want
you.
It.
You
men,
got
y'all need
y'all
that shit.
It's not cheating if
niggas
you know about
niggas, they kill
it.
Homies behind some pussy.
Hello.
It's not cheating if you know about it.
Say that yourself.
So like, so look. I know I don't want to get nobody in trouble, but you telling me. Right now, you married 10 years.
Come on.
Married, bust
come on,
down.
Zo. Come on, Zo.
I'm doing it six
big
months.
Booty bitch.
Big booty bitch. Double cheeked up.
Hey, double cheeked up.
Double cheeked up.
Hey, Sunday, hey, on a Sunday with a sundress on. She got a sundress on.
Hey, Shooter. She been over with the Sunday. No, no paint.
Oh, my God.
You
wear it out.
With your assistant.
Wear it out. What you going to do? 10 years.
Ooh, no
10 years
on.
Married. Faithful.
But
she tell you, pussy pierce and all that. Wear it out. Wear it out. Wear it out.
Come on.
Not the
pussy. Come on, wear it out, nigga. Shut up.
Come on.
But what if your
bag, need the bag, nigga, I'm doing.
What if your girls like girls, though?
Come on, Shooter.
That don't work. No.
That don't count.
In this day, if you a certain type of nigga and you've been married for 10 years, your female might fuck around and give you a threesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Right.
But you gotta bring something worthy enough. That, but they try to trick you. They tell you to find the female. Like, nah, yeah,
no.
I make them pick her.
I don't want to have no contact with her. I don't want to know her.
That was my rule.
It's a setup. No, but you didn't answer the question. Would you wear it out after 10 years of marriage?
10 years of marriage.
She Sunday dressed double cheeked up on a Sunday.
I'm just somewhere.
Pussy pills.
Somebody sundress.
No panties. No matter. Don't care. Don't care.
Clip pierce.
Look good.
It's the Sunday.
It look good. It's you go cheat.
It's the Sunday. Freshly waxed.
Close out.
Freshly waxed.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hey, yo, I'm having a hold on. I'm having a fantastic.
We gotta close it out, man. We gotta close it out, bro.
Listen, I love answering. I love this shit, man. This has been a fantastic show. But we do. Hold on, Willie C. Hold on, bro. We got to close out. We running low on time. Shout out Innovative Culture. Look, check this out. I do have to make sure that I play this here. Okay, recently, me and Shooter, we got an opportunity to work with a public relations consultant. My PR, shout out Sabrina J. Publishing. She definitely has been so like crucial to my rise. And also to Zab Judah and to his wife Dee Dee, they've been like next level humble, and they really didn't have to be. So I just want to make sure we run this. We gonna run this commercial, and when we get back from that, I'm gonna let them go ahead and drop their contacts, and we out here. All right. So this right here, this is Zab Judah Presents Celebrity Championship Boxing. I happen to be a part of it, be assistant to the coordinator. Shout out Media Spill, 1111 Network, Global Hustle LA. And Danny Green, the MC, I got the chance to work with him all night. So let's go.
Trap Trinity, Compton, Palm Beach, Los Angeles, because that's where we are, man. Today is June the 23rd, 2022, and we got Sam Duke, Celebrity Championship Boxing. We got amateur boxing. It's going up. The men gonna be boxing. Ladies gonna be boxing. Kids gonna be boxing. Somebody getting knocked out. I hope it's not me. But make sure you tap in, baby. We're gonna be doing this all day. Let's go.
I look like I was gonna sell bean pies like
there.
A motherfucker.
Who
I was gonna sell a million bean pies that night, goddamn.
It's definitely.
We coming for part two, y'all. Yeah. We got a part two.
I like that.
We got a part two.
Yeah, we got a part two. I was there.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to Heidi. Heidi commented. She was like, "Hey, the outfit."
About to mention that.
Yeah, she was like, "The outfit,
you know,
though."
I
and I was like, "Thank
you.
Yeah, icy, right?" Hey, for real. That shit was icy. Like, but look, we gonna go around the table.
Certificate.
Hey, shout out, rebuild your laugh.
All right, now.
I want listen. Shout out real quick. Like I said, shout out to Celebrity Championship Boxing. We working on some things. Shout out Sabrina J, Dee Dee the Great, and Zab Judah. Good people. Okay, so we're gonna go around this table. We're gonna go with the guest first, and then all you know, the host is gonna we gonna get out of here. Okay, so Kia, please before you do that, let people know what you got going on really quick, and then tell them your contact if they want to tap in. What we doing?
Well, what we have going on is a lot.
Yeah.
We're doing city certs now. We have been released by the city to do our own city certs for the state.
Martello.
So we are everywhere giving out city certificates. You have an amazing event. You have somebody you want to submit. You guys contact us in regards to, you know, getting people city recognitions in your city, because we're not limited to L.A. or L.A. County.
At all, not at all.
So we can come to San Bernardino and do a city cert.
Okay.
Then we have a School of Mass Production.
Yeah.
Where, you know what I'm saying, we are inviting artists to come and teach
with
children.
That?
Yes.
I want to be. I've been wanting to be a motivation speaker.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
And you're an artist, so you'll be able to talk to the kids and the young adults.
To me. Absolutely.
I got you.
Absolutely.
I got you.
Be a part of that.
And then what we just got to connect
keep opening
with
these doors, right?
Yes. What we just got to connect
keep
with.
Doing it, bro. Like,
check this.
Can you even know? Like, it's just happening.
This is gonna blow your mind, Stacks. We just got clearance the other day. And I know Zoe gonna want to get on this.
You know
every
it.
Time I come, look, it's something new. We just got connect with Eastlake.
Oh, wow.
For the
I
kids.
Was in there.
Bro, for the kids. We just got to connect to Issa.
I'll perform for them right now.
Right. Oh, God. We are in there.
Hey, no, because it's a lot of young dudes in there right now fighting fitnesses. And then a lot of people don't know what a fitness is. That's when you are juvenile, but you getting tried as an adult.
Yes.
And your life will be washed. And I've been in that situation before.
My nephew just got in that situation.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's shit like that, that they like shit like this. Because, bro, when you in there as a kid, all day, East Lake, Sylmore, LP, I've been in all of them.
Yeah.
So when you in there like that, bro, you be looking at the freeway from your window just wanting to be on the outside of this motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Bro. I can't.
I'm telling you, shit like, it don't matter where I'm from, they could be my work, but when they in there, they go be like, damn, this nigga give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right? I'm two blocks away from you, nigga. We gonna be beefing because of where our mama and daddy could afford to pay rent at.
Yeah. Right, right.
And like, niggas don't, when you... Niggas going to jail and be spreading with niggas that probably killed their cousin. Nigga on the street act like you don't hate that nigga, man.
Right, you don't even know.
You don't know him. What you hate?
Bro.
So that's why I'm about to.
I love Nip.
I'm bridging this gap.
Preaching.
Damn. So you got to.
I'm a fan of you, bro.
We don't have to.
I didn't. I didn't really like. Bro, I didn't. It's like, nigga, when you see that shit,
we don't have one, bro.
I know you going different.
I know you stay a distance away, but you got to come back, bro.
I got
you feel me? I got
to hear something. You got to connect.
Whatever show you got.
You know what
coming,
we need
bro.
To do?
Next show, bro.
People really need to get together and buy land and property in their hood.
That's real talk. That's
fuck beef.
Because on my mama, they bought the genocide. They bought the whole neighborhood. Look,
it's real.
Listen, I got to be respectful of the production crew.
Right.
My bad.
Yeah, tell them how to
rebuild your laugh.
Tell them how to
rebuild your laugh.org. Rebuild your laugh, everything.
Yeah, I'm a committee leader too.
Because I put my regular name on here, people are going to start DMing me. I don't got time for the DMs.
They'll be like, hello. Oh,
I'm the committee. I'm the committee leader for the entertainment department for the School of Mass Production.
Yes.
And LA Hottie just decided to say yes to be coming on my committee
for the
entertainment.
She's going
to
have
a She's about to bring yours.
Definitely.
They coming to see.
So tell the people real quick what you working on real quick, and even if you got something tonight too, and then tell them how they can get in contact with you.
I got a show tonight in Hollywood. I got a mixtape. We gonna call it an EP though, because I don't want them to try to get my album sales out there. So we got an EP called The Big Deal. I got TZ on there. I got Big Sad on there. I got a lot of people from the other side of the gate on there to try to bridge the gap. And y'all need to tap in Instagram, Zoe Osama, Zoe Osama. If you don't know how to spell that, look it up. It's the nigga that they killed. So you will find it. Any way you spell it, I'ma pop up. And shit, my goal and my mission is to change one nigga mind. I don't want to change everybody. I want to change one nigga that can probably change somebody else's mind that I probably couldn't get to.
That's right.
So that's the mission.
Damn.
And if that shit don't work, it's gonna work, nigga.
It's gonna work.
So tap in, Zoe Simon, we in here.
Oh God, bro, you're a real one, bro. Mad respect.
How do you talk to the people? Let them know what you got going, and let them know how to get in contact with you.
Hey, my contact is DLA Hottie. That's on every platform: Twitter, Instagram,
two E's.
Facebook. Yes, two E's. D, not the.
They gonna see
D,
you.
Okay?
They gonna see that pic. They gonna know it's you.
That's what it is. And right now, I'm just really like, I'm moving towards like yoga and like fitness right now. Eventually, I'm planning on working into training, and that's just to help other people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bring awareness to everything. So. You'll see me tapped in with that. And I got my lash line, y'all. Lash Like a Hottie coming August, like I said.
On fleek.
Birthday month.
Hey, next week on your health tips, I want you to talk to the people about your skin, because your skin just fucking glows.
Oh, yeah.
Glowing. Skin glows.
Eat your drink your vegetables in your
blend
food.
Drink that shit. For people that's asking how you do that, blend it up.
I can drink that shit.
Blend it, nigga. Get a blender. It's a dub at Walmart.
I'm telling you.
Next week, I want you to show you. We going to show the people.
I'm going
to
show y'all some stuff. I'm going to show y'all some, like, the recipes I use. Like, you feel me?
They better listen to her, because okra keep your vagina wet.
Damn.
Kid, you got one more time. You got one more time.
He about to hurt.
You got one more motherfucking sis.
That helped dudes too.
Yeah.
That got a problem down there.
Health is wealth. For real.
I just can't eat. That should be looking like spit.
That's why I said drink, but whatever.
I can blend it.
About to turn this to a whole nother conversation.
Okay, look. Yeah, for real, for real. Hey, look.
Fried okra for the $1.29. Stop playing with me every time.
Hey, look.
He Shooter, that's why he okay, he know the truth.
Okay, look. Okay, come on, wait. Shooter, and damn. Look, Shooter, talk to people.
Kid about to have me boiling okra when I come to the club. You want some okra?
You got
to.
Hey,
I'm about to okra, man.
No, wait.
I'm about to boil this shit.
Eat pineapples and drink the okra.
I'm going to say, do you think the pineapple myth is true? Do y'all think
that's true?
Yeah, it is true. I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
We go plug the
how we supposed to know?
Hey, because you got to tune in to Cali Finest next week.
If anything, it got to already be smelling like that. I would never know if it's pineapple or not.
Taste.
So I'm not fucking with
it's
you.
It's the taste.
You ain't gonna show, Zo. You ain't gonna talk about
wait, we gotta say
I don't even want to get on there. How they be tasting?
I'm coming back. Hey, part two.
They be tasting like
we gotta save this. We gotta save it.
Hey, Zo, they be tasting
next week.
Zo, they be tasting like
too. Y'all know it.
They be tasting like pennies and shit.
No,
I mean they be like transmission oil. Transmission oil.
Hey,
hold on.
Black on the plate. Who be tasting like pennies?
Her pussy need an alternator.
Oh my God. What did they say? The first two licks taste like pennies.
Cam, I'm trying so hard.
That's pussy need an alternator.
I'm trying so hard.
And they taste like pineapples. They don't smell like them.
Wait. Okay, listen.
See, I must have been looking for the wrong thing, Nick.
God damn it, Zo. Fuck.
He over there.
Zo, let me close the goddamn show. God damn it, Zo.
Happy with me next week.
Hey, this is a real ass thing.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, Shooter. Shooter, go ahead. Tell people how to get in contact with you, bro. Go ahead.
He forgot.
I love y'all, man. For
real,
guys.
This is an awesome show, man.
LA Hottie, I fuck with you.
I fuck with you, too.
Nakia, thank you for everything. You've been helping me since I met you. Zo, I'm fucking with you, bro.
You're a real ass nigga, bro.
You need anything, bro. Call me.
I'm trying to tell niggas I'm like this tomorrow.
Bro, you got to come back.
I see
you
at the
store
and be like, hey, remember the Oakland?
You got to come back, bro. So you coming back. You going to come back.
Part two.
Hey, when he said part two, and we gotta for real like pick this topic back
up. Okay, I'm about to close out. Shout out Cool S Cam and Innovative Culture. Shout out the new executive producer Synergy. And my name is Respect the Shooter. And you can find me at
Okra Shooter.
Four Boys.
Okra
you can find me on Instagram. I'm sorry at Four Boys Films. That's Four like the car.
BB.
Boys with an S. Films with an S. Or you can find me at hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
You know she know it.
She right. do. If you land next to your girlfriend or in the car with your girlfriend, look to the right and say, do you know this nigga?
She gonna be, she gonna look at you like
glad
this.
Glad I ain't got no nigga. Cause I
mean, she know.
That wasn't a nigga that was boiling me. That wasn't a nigga that was boiling me okra. It wasn't
okra.
Him.
You right, were boiling me okra.
So look, wait. Okay, we gonna get out of here. Hey, look. I'm chilling on my show with Zo Summer. Eat a bitch pussy like a ham hock to a piranha.
Oh.
That's right.
Wait, it's
the
pro.
You
out.
Damn right. It's the promo king himself. Product.
What it look like?
Five. Stacks and counting. Tap it with me at Cali's Finest Radio, CALIS, Finest Radio, all one word. And never forget that you are tapped in with the greatest.
The greatest.
The best.
The best.
God damn it, the finest radio you will ever come in contact with. It's up, it's stuck, and they never coming down. What? Shout out Innovative Culture. Let's go, West Coast.
Oh, Jesus.
Tell music.
Bitch, I'm on the
right.
I'm on the ready switch lanes, get paid all hundreds, no change. Don't ask me for no money, I'ma tell you the same thing. No, get up on my face, hope now you wanna stay. No, name a place I can't go, jump if I say so. Suit it up, little bit, suit it up. Two pills, boot it up, I'm on myself, who is us? And we not saving sluts, give a dick, give a nut. Give a semen, drink it up, when I'm done, clean it up. Bitch, I'm on, beam me up, microwave is heating up. Niggas ain't did enough, you can never fuck with us. Niggas clowns, niggas sus, niggas jokes, niggas gut. Check my name, no smut, bitch, nigga, fold them up. Left a nigga in the dust, he on the shirt, suit him up. Who is us if you don't know? Look us up. All these drugs got these young niggas stuck. Toot it up, little bit, suit it up. Two pills, boot it up. I'm on myself, who is us? And we not saving sluts. Give a dick, give a nut, give a semen, drink it up. When I'm done, clean it up. Last try, give it up. I'm looking down, she looking up. About to wake the game up like that.
then your whole thought up. Innovative.
Let's go. 2021 podcast. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles. Here, man, live from the 33rd compound in the city by the beach, boy. Welcome to Kelly's Finest Radio. That's right.
Yeah.